This is Ozarks at Large. Scientists continue to study the environment around a controversial swine breeding farm on the Buffalo National River watershed. Last weekend, they presented their latest findings to the Arkansas Academy of Science. Several key public meetings are scheduled throughout the month regarding the facility, hosted by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich gives us this update.
The Buffalo National River draws more than a million visitors annually, spending more than $50 million to float, swim, and fish on the 135-mile-long waterway. 8,000 people live in Newton County, the heart of the watershed, operating schools, small businesses, and farms. And in late spring 2013, several Mount Judy residents opened a Cargill Integrated Industrial Swine Breeding Operation, CNH Hog Farms, along Big Creek, 6 miles upstream from the Buffalo. Retired University of Arkansas hydrogeologist, also a former USGS geologist, Van Brahana, is studying the swine farm surrounding ecosystem.
From an agricultural standpoint, the argument is let these people farm. But the fact of the matter is we all live downstream. And that spectacular river has been, it is at risk.
Van Brahana's karst hydrogeology of the Buffalo National River Project team has been conducting dye tracing to determine just how liquid swine waste stored in open pit sewage lagoons and sprayed on surrounding pastures might leak through fractured rock underground, contaminating local springs, Big Creek, and ultimately the Buffalo.
This area is like Swiss cheese in the sense that it's open, the water interacts on the surface. It gets into the subsurface very, very quickly.
The Swine Confined Animal Feeding Operation, or CAFO, is permitted to house 2,500 sows, several boars, and 4,000 piglets, all producing more than 4 million gallons of raw sewage annually.
That's the waste total, a mass balance of waste that's equivalent to 17,000 people.
Van Brahana has been analyzing findings from environmental scientists from the National Park Service, the state-funded Big Creek Research and Extension team based at the University of Arkansas, and U.S. Geological Survey, which operates monitoring stations along the Buffalo.
And the parameters we're looking at are primarily bacteria, E. coli, and fecal coliform. Nitrates and phosphorus are two of the major nutrients. Trace metals are very low concentration substances, but typically they're things that are added to feed animal feed and a combination of other things. And we're finding anomalously high readings of these substances in springs that are draining from the actual spreading fields.
These scientists are also noting low levels of dissolved oxygen persisting during certain seasonal intervals, indicating agricultural nutrient overloads. The measurable presence of E. coli bacteria upstream, documented by the UA research team, is also of concern.
They found elevated concentrations of E. coli, and these are in Big Creek. These are data that were presented in their reports.
Now, exposures to high levels of E. coli in recreational waters can cause fever, diarrhea, cramps, chest pain, and even hepatitis.
Their patterns of health, negative health, people getting very sick, babies getting sick, old folks getting sick, animals getting sick, and those were not present previously.
No health studies have been conducted yet, and Van Brahana is clear that causality of any human sickness or environmental degradation has yet to be traced back to the swine CAFO. But the National Park Service, Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, and Buffalo River Watershed Alliance, which represents recreational and environmental stakeholders, requested late last year that Big Creek be declared impaired under provisions of Section 303D of the Federal Clean Water Act. ADEQ declined talking on tape for this report, but in an email, the agency says it will review Dr. Van Brahana's paper after it completes peer review, will continue to monitor the swine farm, and plans to develop a non-regulatory collaborative water quality strategy for the watershed in the coming months. This Thursday, April 14th, ADEQ is hosting a public hearing in Jasper on its proposed CAFO general permit renewal for the entire state. And Dr. Vambrahana is scheduled to present his findings to the public April 20th at 6 p.m. at Fayetteville Public Library. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.